Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, a good evening and welcome aboard. It's another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we take you up to the top of the very next hour here, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. There is other things going on other than sports, so we'll try to sprinkle in a few of those. But we're going to get Jeff Rich in here. He and Jen Rich, the Riches, as I say, the Radio Riches, they roll in here on Monday and Tuesday nights, I want to say. I hope I have that right. If not, Dom will correct me. I'm still a little rusty, folks. Come on. All right. Yeah, so we'll do some baseball with him, and obviously he's a Cleveland guy. Browns are going to go with Joe Flacco in week one. I don't think that's a huge surprise. They you know, the Browns want to get off to a nice start. They want to, try to win that first game, get it under their belt. Last season was a disaster. And so, yeah, they're not going to put Shadur or anybody else in that spot. Flacco, say what you want. He is tried, true, tested. And so he will get the nod there. Meantime, in the college ranks, Ohio State going to go with a quarterback, and I'm just saying, they're going to go with Julian Sain, the starting quarterback for the Buckeyes week one against Texas at the Horseshoe. That is, I will tell you, a game you have to circle. Whether I want to say it or not, and we'll have Mike Griffith in here tomorrow from Atlanta, and he's our college football insider. And I think he goes down that road with us tomorrow. That game, you know, what a way to kick off week one. Now, here in the Midwest, Iowa State, Matt Campbell is the great coach. You know, he came out of that Ohio tree of coaches, Mount Union. He's got a great pedigree. He's also got a very good football team. Last year, though, blown out by Arizona State. They're heading to Dublin. And, boy, are they bringing literally thousands of fans. It's amazing how much people are willing to lay out to check out Kansas State, Iowa State in a Big 12 matchup in Dublin. So we will dip into that a little bit later on in the week. But it'll be first up baseball. I like San Diego in the West. They've got the Giants. The Dodgers are going to carve up Colorado, which isn't saying much. And we'll get into some other baseball notes as well. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline. We're coming right back.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, as we talk the world of sports and a whole lot more here across country and around the globe. I want to give a shout out to our Gold Coast friends in Connecticut, WGCH. It's where I catch Jeff and Jen, the riches. I say the radio riches from Phoenix. We got them both on the line. What a treat. Let's go, ladies before gentlemen. Jennifer, Jen, how are you today?
Well, hello there. Good, good, good. Thank you for reaching out. Always good to talk to you.
You know, I love you guys.
She doesn't want to tell you that she had the stitches removed from her gluteus maximus today.
No, Jen told me that on instant message today. I thought oversharing, but not really. Thank you, Jen. I want to start really quick with you two. You know, I've had guys tell me you don't play golf with your significant other. You don't work with your significant other. You do go to dinner and, you know, you do other things together, but how do you guys do it? You guys crack me up. You guys have great chemistry. Do you guys ever get on your nerves? Jen, let's start with you. Does he ever just drive you nuts with this Cleveland stuff? Oh, my God. And you got the Guardians in your backyard right there in downtown Phoenix, Jen. How about that?
Well, we just hit 18 years, and I think anybody who says after 18 years that, you know, no frustrations at all, they are nothing but a bold-faced liar. Of course there's frustrations, but it's, you know, stuff that you wouldn't get frustrated about unless you really actually love somebody, you know? It's stuff you wouldn't care about if it was just some schmuck, you know?
No comment.
No comment. Come on, Jeff. No, she's a girl with many hats and many talents. You guys really do have great chemistry. Hey, Jeff, let's do some Cleveland, and then, Jen, if I got you right, you're a Chicagoland gal, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we could get a little Cubs Guardians. You never know. 2016, I was fortunate enough to be there for the Cubs ending the curse of the Billy Goat. Jeff, what about Cleveland? I want to start, ironically, with the breaking news on Flacco getting the week one start at quarterback. Joe Flacco starting for the Browns. Give me a quick hit on that if you could. Go ahead.
Worst kept secret of training camp. Quite frankly, both Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders are going to be projects. Kenny Pickett really didn't give himself a chance by missing a lot of camp with the injury, and they did sign him before they agreed to $4 million for the year with Flacco. Flacco loves it in Cleveland, which you wouldn't think, from a guy that spent so much of his career with Baltimore. He won a Super Bowl there. This is the leader that this young team needs. A lot of new faces on offense. It figured Dylan Sampson, the fifth round pick from Tennessee, is going to have to carry the running game. who knows if they're going to sign Quinshon Judkins or not? The guy, the guy from Ohio State. I saw the breaking news that Julian Sain will be starting for them. But we go into every Brown season with cautious optimism, and the way I see it, the season's going to start for Cleveland with Cincinnati, Baltimore, and some combination of the Packers and Lions to follow. I think whether Flacco starts those games or you go with one of the rookies, you're going to be 0-4 after those four games. So let Flacco lead the way, because he will become the least discouraged by by something like an 0-4 start. He was there with Indianapolis last year. Baltimore didn't have a whole lot of losing seasons, but when they did, he wasn't one to pack it up and leave town, after a moment of frustration. So I think it's a positive note for the Cleveland Browns. However, I don't think that it equals much on the national scene when you're talking about competing for the playoffs this year in the National Football League.
Yeah, and good job, Jeff. You're right there. And I think you got to go with the veteran anyways, because like you said, you want to try to minimize after last season's disaster any carnage, maybe get out and steal a game or two in the first four games of the year. Jen, which way do you roll on football? I got to think it's the Bears, but maybe not. I don't know. Let me hear.
So I am always interested to see what the Bears do, but football isn't particularly my sport. I pay enough attention to know what's going on so I could theoretically talk about it. Criticize it, and of course joke about it.
Are you excited about Caleb Williamson?
No, I'm not excited about anything.
Hey, listen, Jen, what is he like on NFL Sundays with the Browns? Do you go along? Is it a home deal? Is it the NFL ticket DirecTV or what do they call the package? I can't even think of it. But anyways, YouTube got the rights to it.
It was Sunday NFL ticket, but it's YouTube now.
Sunday ticket.
I don't think it's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's YouTube now. If you strike quickly, you can get a deal on it. It's only like 8 payments of $40. So just like $370 to watch football from your own house. Absolutely worth it.
Marty, she does math at this time of night, but when we get to 10 o'clock when we're doing our show, math is off the table altogether.
I gotcha. All right, let's quickly visit baseball. How are you guys seeing the West? Dodgers are going to be carving up Colorado. We want to go quick, and I'm going to ask Dom if we can carry these two down to like 22 or 23 past the hour, and I'll sweep the bottom of the hour with a shorter segment. But, Jeff, real quick, how are you seeing the West? I think the Padres, they're two back, but I don't trust the Dodgers. Despite all that talent, I really don't. Not a Dave Roberts thing, anything else. I think it's more the pitching. I don't worry about their offense per se, but I think San Diego and the Dodgers are going to treat us to a great race out West. Give me a quick hit. Let me hear.
Well, I think that it comes down to which teams, which San Diego team shows up in October, which Los Angeles team shows up in October. Believe it or not, and this might be an absolutely insane take, but I think that it would benefit the Dodgers if they had to play a 5-game or a 7-game series with the Padres to play games 3 and 4 at home versus having home field advantage. Because then you look at it, even if you get swept on the road in games 1 and 2, you come back to Los Angeles with a little bit of a priority. We've seen it where the Diamondbacks have swept them, where the underdog steals 2 games in Dodger Stadium, and the Dodgers are just cooked. I do not see them repeating this year, but Manny Machado in this series, they just got swept by the Dodgers. Manny Machado goes 1 for 12. I don't think that you can win when your most productive offensive player is giving you that little output.
I don't disagree with that, Jen. When you look towards the NL Central and you see the Cubs now just getting wasted, no fault of their own. I mean, Milwaukee is insane, and that's a bus series. That's no flight. Brewers and Cubs, they just take bus rides to the respective parks. What's your take, Jen, on that race? And which hat are you going to wear if Milwaukee, wins 116 games? You got to maybe pop that M&B hat on your head. How about that?
Absolutely not. I have been to most MLB ballparks, and I grabbed something from all of them, but nothing from the Brewers because I didn't want to give them any money. In fact, I drank so much the night before that I was so hungover that I didn't even feel like drinking, so they didn't even get any beer money.
We had a wedding in Naperville, and the next morning was the drive up to Milwaukee for the Sunday afternoon game. So it wasn't just like, you know, Jen's throwing back the bottle 24/7 here. There was actually a reason to be celebrating.
But they're going into a big, they have five games now with the Brewers because today is a doubleheader, and then they still have like three more games to play. And they got absolutely annihilated in the first game. It looks like they might get spared by some rain, so maybe we won't get a second game today. We'll see. But this is five games that they can't be screwing around, and they already screwing around. So
yeah, they are.
I don't know. We kind of said after the 2016 season, which was, of course, great because World Series, but being married to Jeff, it was there was a lot of crying. There was a lot of shaking hands, and there was a lot of crying. We kind of said that we wouldn't complain anymore. We're like, if we get this World Series, we'll stop. So I can't be mad. They're not making the playoffs. They're not going for I said if I got my World Series, I would shut up. So I got to shut up.
There you go. Oh, yeah, 7-0 in the first game, and the second game may be jeopardized. All right, we got to wrap it up, Jeff. What do you guys got in store tonight? We only got 60 seconds, and I want to do WNBA down the road with you guys. But real quick, Jeff, what do you guys got next hour here? Let me hear.
We're looking at Ketel Marte, the ongoing saga here in Phoenix. With does he want to play? Does he want to be part of this team? Somebody in the front office leaked to the Arizona Republic, Nick Picoro, that there are players that are unhappy. Geraldo Prodromo took exception to that after Ketel didn't play until the eighth inning of a game that they lost 6-4. But as far as I'm concerned, we've got to talk about the pending dismissal of Torey Lovello. It's just not working here with him anymore. I think that we'll recap the weekend that was in the National Football League and look ahead to Week 0, including the mind-boggling matchup of Kansas State and Iowa State over in Dublin.
Yeah,
game I understand.
In Dublin. Hey, listen, I love you both. I'm a huge fan. I got my posse in Greenwich, Connecticut all glued in to the riches. Jeff and Jen, I love you both. Stay tuned, folks. Thank you. Coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, we take you live to Nashville, Tennessee. If you're Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle for the Tennessee Titans, and, you know, Cam Ward, the rookie quarterback, hooks up with Calvin Ridley, and you got to see this video. And what does Jeffrey Simmons do? He's only like 6'4", 305, 315, something like that. He decides to basically scuffle or, you know, grab the, or, you know, push the face mask of the prized quarterback of the Titans. And boy, he's catching heat from teammates. You don't touch the quarterback. Now look at this, sounds kind of mamby-pamby and poppycock, but I'm telling you, you don't start a fight with the quarterback. Now look, if Ward should, first of all, he's got to mature a little. Save your zombie land for week one when you throw a touchdown pass, perhaps, to Ridley. But this idea that you're going to show up a teammate is just dumb. First of all, it's hotter than Haiti. Guys are fighting for their job, fighting on the depth chart to elevate or hold their position. But you can't touch the quarterback. I mean, not that Jeffrey Simmons is going to get waived, but I'm telling you, you hit the guy in the face mask and he snaps his head back. Let me tell you something. He had, you know, he probably got a stinger out of it, but if it had been worse, I'm telling you right now, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. They invest, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars in these China doll quarterbacks. And look, I get it. It's a contact sport, and this may be a lot about nothing, but you can't touch the quarterback. I mean, you got teammates now in Tennessee coming out saying, you know, I mean, Simmons, what are you thinking? You know, so he's obviously going to get chastised. He's obviously going to get a speaking to, saying, you know what, he's a kid. And I'm not saying that Ward, you know, didn't instigate it, because he did. You don't do that to a teammate, but I'm not going to belabor the point. But that is it's not even an unwritten rule. I mean, it's a spoken rule. Hey, leave the quarterback alone. Half the time the quarterback, what does he do? He puts a red, you know, T-shirt on over his, especially in practice. He's gonna put it means no touch. You just don't go after him. So I'll leave it at that. A couple of other news and notes. One of the first teammates, by the way, as I said I wouldn't talk about, was, you know, Dan Moore, who said, you know, absolutely not, leave the quarterback alone. We all know that. So anyways, a couple things to go through here. We told you about Julian saying with Ohio State. Now that's going to be something else. I mean, there's a competition in a game within the game, because you got Arch Manning for Texas on the road in a huge national spotlight, and now you've got Julian saying winning the job with the Buckeyes. Very interesting matchup here. I can't wait for that game. Ohio State and Texas, what a lid lifter for college football this year. You know, the Patriots are, you know, we go back to the pro ranks here. They're throwing out this idea we're willing to, you know, make trade, you know, their top pick to help the team and stuff like this. All I'm saying is I got a buddy of mine out here, and I'm going to identify him, my buddy Bart Logan, who, you know, has got some New England ties. I respect his knowledge. He's a huge Chargers fan. But the text he sent me last night, I almost fell out of bed. I mean, I thought my buddy Bart had lost his mind. Mark my word, this came in at 8:01 p.m. Central Time. Mark my words, the Patriots will win the AFC East. And I said, Bart,
did you take up drinking? In the first, if the Patriots are in the top position in the AFC East, check yourself. You're probably standing on your head. You're reading the standings upside down. The Pats are going to be dead last. Come on now. He came back with Drake May, year two, big jump. Trayvon Henderson's the real deal at running back. They got LT. He's a gamer. Defense and special teams will be solid with Vrabel. Bills take a step back. Dolphins and Jets are miserable. I agree with the Bills may take a step back. I wouldn't guarantee it. I agree. I think the Jets are going to be a mess, but not as big a mess. And I have zero confidence in the Miami Dolphins. Zero confidence. But we haven't even laced the spikes for one game yet. So I think we need to calm down on that. But man, oh man, the Patriots to win the AFC East, I'm going to hold them to that. I don't see it happening. All right. Yeah, we told you about Flacco in Cleveland. That's the right move. It just is. I everyone wants to see Shadur. You know, he's got the marquee name, and obviously, you know, Deion's kid, and so on and so forth. But you know what? Stefanski and the Browns, and you got an owner there who just is not going to be patient. I mean, he's been patient so far, but the ownership group with the Cleveland Browns. They want this ship righted as quick as possible. We shall see. Other than that, back to baseball. Zach Wheeler. Now, this is a big deal. Zach Wheeler is going to get surgery, and we'll give you the particulars, but that is a huge loss. Now, he's got a blood clot in his throwing arm, and you take that stuff serious. You take it serious. I think of Dave Dravecki in San Francisco. I don't know, you know, he had the break when he threw the ball. I mean, he broke his arm. But I believe he had some complications prior to that. This blood clot stuff is to be taken very, very seriously. And I will tell you, the Phillies, that's going to be a tough one. It really is. I mean, he's a guy in the postseason. And, you know, maybe the blood clot, I mean, they're going to dissolve it, but, you know, is it a reoccurrence? Is there something that's causing this? Is he prone to another one? Obviously, they've got, you know, great medical staff, and they will attend to it. But, you know, if the Phillies were to lose Zach Wheeler for any period of time, look at the Mets have drifted poorly. They're five back. You know, you're looking at, probably the division has gotten away, although they have enough head-to-head and they have enough, you know, I mean, they won that game in Williamsport. Vientos finally, who was sat down. I mean, he was benched. He responds with a big home run. It's a game the Mets had to have. I mean, the Mets have been as great as Milwaukee has been over in the NL Central. The Mets have been the complete opposite. They have just been a disaster. And not only that, they're losing games at Citi Field. And you want to talk about an owner, you know, you got Steve Cohen, and he has put a lot of money into that team. He's put a lot of money into talent, and he's got big expectations. I think the Mets are going to be fine. In fact, if I had my choice between the last standing team in New York between the Yankees and the Mets, I think the Mets have a better chance. I don't trust the Yankees as far as I can throw them. Now, the Yankees go out to St. Louis and they take care of some business. That's fine. The Cardinals, even though the record suggests maybe mediocrity, that's a bad baseball team right now. They've thrown in the towel. The Cardinals are playing out the string. So that's where I go with that. Now, American League East, boy, I tell you, the Red Sox, 15-2 in their last 17 at Fenway prior to last night's game, yesterday afternoon's game. That one stung. It just did. You had them beat, and your bullpen let you down. Let me give you some particulars. And that was just that's a game, you know, you hate to miss the wild card by a game because you'd go back to that game. You go back to any game that you blow late, it's going to sting for a while. Now the Orioles come in. And don't underestimate them. You know, they fired the manager back in June. The Orioles have been a big story this year for all the wrong reasons. They've been horrible. But the Red Sox carried a 3-2 lead into the ninth. And that's where Jacob Marcy homers, three-run ninth, and the Marlins do it. And, I mean, absolutely crushed that baseball. And so the Red Sox bullpen, you know, which has been great. Now, I think they were in a conundrum because if I watched Friday and Saturday, and Chapman came in to close out both. And so what they did, and by the way, can they send this guy to Worcester? I mean, Crochet had a three-hitter through seven. Then Whitlock, you know, gave up what I thought was a tough run. And then you've got, I don't know, Greg Weissert has just been god-awful. God-awful. New York guy, and I don't know. I mean, he's 4-4 this year. And then, of course, Steven Matz, who they got from the Cardinals, was a weird one. I mean, it was more of a guy to, I think, you know, eat up some middle innings in a game that either gets lopsided either way. It's nice to have a mop-up guy like Steven Matz. But I got to tell you, you're telling me Chapman had on Saturday, I don't think he threw more than 10 pitches. You're telling me he can't come back? Why can't he come back on Sunday? I'll tell you right now, the Red Sox, they win that game. If Adrolis Chapman goes in there, I mean, he was hitting the gun at 102, and they couldn't get around on him. I mean, he mowed him down Friday night, and then he mowed him down on Saturday. I want to guess he had no more than 35 pitches in 2 days. You throw what, 50, 60 warm-up pitches in the bullpen. It's this China doll mentality. And Dave Dravecki did, in fact, have cancer. Thank you for that, Dom, to get me squared away on that. Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. book a selected hotel, and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hi, we are talking the world of sports. Going to do a little pop culture, and I'm going to tell you about this lady who is a phenomenal painter, artist. Do that coming up here in a few moments. But I need to enlist esteemable Dominic Jimenez on the NBA. As I don't know, Dom, what your take is, but I just think the Minnesota Lynx are on a level all by themselves. They really are. I mean, this team and this franchise looks like it's hitting on all cylinders, which is really pretty much a cliche. What's your take right now? Is there a team out there, given that, and let's assume that every team gets healthy, including Indiana with Caitlin and now Sophie Cunningham, obviously the Stewart gal in New York, or is Minnesota, do you just think, on one level and the rest are going to be vying for a runners-up status? Let me hear real quick. What are your thoughts?
So it's funny you mentioned Caitlin Clark, Breonna Stewart. Minnesota actually doesn't have their best player, Nafisa Collier, right now, who's likely going to be the MVP this year. I'm not going to say they're automatically going to win the championship. They sure look like they're going to win the championship, though. And the thing that separates them from almost every other team, I'll say New York can rival it a little bit, especially with the addition of Emma Miesemann, who hasn't played in a few years in the WNBA, is Minnesota's depth is insane. They've got Courtney Williams. They've got Natisha Heidemann. They've got Alana Smith. Excuse me. They've got Nafisa Collier, and she's down. They've got Jackie Shepherd. They are just a wildly deep team. So when their star does go down, they're still a loaded team, and that's what separates them in the W right now.
Yeah, I just, when you look over the league, we're talking to Dominic Jimenez, who produces and contributes, and I learned more. He's forgotten more than I'll ever know about the WNBA. So let me be a little bit of a homer, or a lot of a homer. Caitlin's healthy. Cunningham's back. The Fever, are they a threat? Are they capable, really, or do they come in a rung below? And I'm just stunned. That was a great comeback, by the way, yesterday. I think it was the biggest comeback in WNBA, or one of the few. I mean, down 19 at the half, 21 early third, came back and won it. But here's what I want to know. Do you think Indiana, if they're healthy, is a dangerous team, or are they just a cut below? Let me hear real quick. Indiana. And we'll do a few others in a moment. Go ahead. Let me hear.
My general rule of thumb is I have to give credit to the team that has the best player. And with the exception of very few teams, when they're healthy, Indiana rolls out the team with the best player with Caitlin Clark. I'll say she's top five right now. I think in terms of impact, I think I'd still put Collier above her, and I'd for sure put Asia Wilson above her. But she's a top five best player in the WNBA. There's no arguing that. Anybody who argues that, insane. I think they could be a threat, but I don't think that they are a threat. When you get into the playoffs, I'm going to use a little cliche, anything can happen. Caitlin Clark can go for, in a three-game series, can go for 40, 10, and 10. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Is it likely? No, but she's capable of it. So I'll say they are not a threat, but they can be a threat.
When I look at Atlanta, Dom, 22-12, they're first in the East. Alicia Gray putting up big numbers. I don't know. I think it's Ryan Howard. Again, these are names that you would know off the top of your head. But they're deep. I mean, they have, I think, four or five solid scorers. What about Atlanta?
So it's funny that you bring up Atlanta. They just beat the living you-know-what out of the Valkyries Sunday night. I was at the game.
Saw that.
Atlanta's really good. Like you mentioned, Alisha Gray is fantastic. Ryan Howard is fantastic. Brianna Jones is one of the best centers in the WNBA. Brittany Griner coming off the bench is fantastic. Yep. Nikki Hillman's been wonderful over the last few weeks. Maya Caldwell has stepped up and played well at guard. And then their other backup guard is a national champion in Tahina Paopao. So Atlanta plays amazing defense. They're going to have cold stretches because they're a team that relies on post play and three-pointers. There's not a lot of necessarily set pieces, so it's either Griner and Jones banging down low or Alisha Gray and Ryan Howard bombing from deep. There's going to be stretches, like in the first half on Sunday, they only scored 25 points, but they held the Valkyries to 25 points. So when you have a defense that can play at that level, you can be a very dangerous team in the playoffs when it comes to basketball.
All right, two more teams real quick. We'll stay in the East. What about Washington, the Mystics? And then out West, obviously, you got the Mercury from Phoenix and the Las Vegas Aces. But what about Washington? Here again, a team that's just two games below 500. But I think, you know, they played much better, but they still have only won four of their last 10. What about Washington? Do you see much there or no?
No, not this season. For the future, Washington in fantastic position. This is a team that had two lottery picks last year, and they selected Sonia Citrone, and they selected Kiki Iriafin. Citrone, a guard from Notre Dame, Iriafin, a forward from USC, who also played at Stanford the couple years prior. Those two are, I'll say in any given year, 99% of the time, the season that Sonia Citrone is having and the season that Kiki Iriafin is having automatically wins them Rookie of the Year. This is one of those years. Last year against Caitlin Clark, they would not have won it. This year against Paige Beckers, I don't know if Citrone and Iriafin win it. It's that 1%, but what those two rookies are doing is absolutely fantastic. They made a trade with, I believe it was Seattle. They traded Aliyah Edwards to get J.C. Sheldon, a backup point guard, any future swap with the Connecticut team that's not very good. That was an interesting trade on Connecticut's part. I think Washington's not going to do anything this year, but they're very well positioned for the future here.
I like Phoenix. I'm telling you, that's my sleeper pick out West. Sabali, Bonner has been good. They also have, I think, four or five players in double digits. I don't know about Thomas and Cooper. You would know. What about Phoenix? I'll tell you right now, that's a very interesting team. And, you know, Vegas has really come back to the pack in the West and throughout the totality of the league. Give me a quick hit on Phoenix, and if you want to add a little Vegas to finish up, go ahead. Let me hear.
So, again, I'm heading to the Valkyries game again on Tuesday, and they'll be playing Phoenix,
yes.
So I'll have an even better firsthand account of how good Phoenix is. But I do think that they are very good. I think you're giving too much credit to DeWanna Bonner. She does not have it anymore, and I'm not saying she's old, but she's a veteran that is not the same type of player that she was before. I have Kalia Copper on my fantasy team. She has not been the player that she's been in the past. She's not an old player. So there's a chance that Copper, you know, figures it out and gets hot for the playoffs. Alyssa Thomas, though, she might be one of the all-time most underrated players in the WNBA when it's all said and done. She's still putting up triple doubles. She's got a bad shoulder, and she can't really shoot from three anymore. Not that that was ever her game. She was longtime one of the best wing defenders, one of the best facilitators on offense. She just had a triple-double over the weekend. I think she had 13, 10, and 11 or something like that. She's still very good. And then you throw in their offseason acquisition with Satu Sabali that you mentioned. She is one of the premier forward/centers in the WNBA. And it's a team that doesn't get a lot of talk. We're not talking about them. They're not. It's always about New York. It's always about Vegas, Minnesota. A little bit of love to the Valkyries because they're the new team. But Phoenix has quietly been very, very good. And I think that when you have, again, I mentioned it, when you've got the best player on the floor, you've got a shot in a series. I don't know how many teams can have a more impactful player than Alyssa Thomas right now. So if Phoenix gets a good draw, a good matchup come the playoff time, I think they can do some damage.
That's interesting. Okay, I want to say this about Bonner. And again, I'm very, very partial to Caitlin, and I shouldn't be like this. But Bonner last year, myself and friends and loved ones, were at Mohican Sun to watch the playoff game. You know, and Connecticut blew him out. But Bonner, Dewanna Bonner, drove me nuts. Start, you know, picking a little scuffle there with Caitlin. She's a string bean, but she can play. And I actually do remember her somewhat. I believe she played in the SEC, either Alabama or Auburn. But I remember her. I'm not a big fan. Hey, why is Connecticut so bad? Why are the Suns so horrible so quickly? I mean, they fire the coach. That was an elite team last year. Give me a quick hit on why Connecticut's so bad.
Because all five starting players from the playoff team last year left. That's why.
Where'd they go?
Well, Thomas went to Phoenix, and I'm surprised you didn't even mention this, Marty. You may not have seen it at all. Dewanna Bonner actually signed with Indiana in the offseason. I thought that was going to be your bone to pick when
right.
you started talking
that's
about
right.
Dewanna Bonner in Indiana and Caitlin Clark. I thought you were going to mention, the way she signed there, was very excited, and then basically cried her way off the team, said, get rid of me, cut me, do it, trade me. I thought that was going to be your problem with her, which would have been entirely valid. The way she handled leaving Indiana was absolutely embarrassing and hilarious to me, that a professional athlete would basically say, cut me, trade me, I don't want to be here, less than 2 months after signing with a team. But Connecticut, their players just left. It was a team that they went all in. They were not going to be able to afford to keep everybody. The signs of a rebuild were right on the horizon. It's one of those things that happens in sports where they go all in, they go over the salary cap, they push it, and then they don't win it, and players leave because they got to get paid.
Now, I want you to know something, and I'm not upset, but when you get my age, you start to forget things. And wait till you get to my age, Tom, then you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm already forgetting things, Marty.
Yeah, and furthermore, that's why I bring you on. I'm just amazed. I really do. Hey, real quick, what kind of media coverage are the Valkyries getting? Are they on radio, webcast? How? Obviously, the league's got a pretty good TV deal, the WNBA does. What about local radio in the Bay Area for the Valkyries? What kind of media attention are they getting, real quick?
They'll get little news pieces on the local news, nothing extensive. Their local broadcasts are on like the secondary channel of our CBS affiliate. So our CBS affiliate is KPIX. Their games air on KPIX Plus. So where our channel would be 5, I think it's on like channel 12 or something like that, or 11, something in that regards. And they we have two sports stations here, one FM, one AM. They are on the FM for radio. Have not checked that out yet though.
Yeah, I'd like to find out who's doing the radio there. That is a, and I always say this to Dom, and I know he's going to get mad at me for saying this, but Dom, you'd be wonderful in that job, man. You really do. You have a great sense of knowledge. I'm not telling you what to do, but if you did a WNBA podcast, I think it would be huge. I really do.
I mean, for it, if it's a Valkyries one, it's going to be called Pod Holla instead of Valhalla.
Very good. Do it. Let's do it. All right. He is Dominic Jimenez. Hey, when we come back here in a moment, I'm gonna just go into the world of art. And there is a gal in New England. Never met her, but she is a artist, and her story is amazing. Her name is Donna Estabrook, and you can Google her, Donna Estabrook, Estabrook. And Lizzie Howard in Rhode Island is the one that turned me on to Donna Estabrook. And I'm telling you, this gal, and if you like paintings from cities like New York or Boston or Central Park or Barcelona, she's your gal. So I'll talk about that a little bit on the other side as we come back here on Sports Byline. And Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe. Tune in, iHeart, and great stations like WGCH in Greenwich. Coming back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
All right, beginnings with Chicago. Man, I loved it. I mean, if you ever see this group, we saw them at Saratoga back in 2015 at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And I'll tell you what, with Earth, Wind, and Fire, wow. I mean, that was something else. I'll tell you, I love them. I really do. And I'm trying to think of the guy with the trumpet. Is it James Langham? That guy, or I forgot his name, something like that. I remember Peter Cetera, and of course, you had the drummer who took his own life. But I'll tell you what, there was a lot of infighting in that band, too. All right, I got to talk about Donna Esterbrook. So anyways, she is in Florence, Massachusetts, not Florence, Italy. Donna Esterbrook. And you're going to hear her on this radio program. You're going to hear her on Sports Overnight America. She just does a marvelous job. And I'm into art. Not, you know, no, look, hey, Picasso, you know, no. Just these people who, I mean, she grew up in a small town about 75 miles west of Boston and won a Charles Schulz, you know, the Peanuts guy. Charles Schulz, who was born and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts. I think he died in the last couple of years. Anyway, she in TV Guide, she entered this contest. She won a painting set, taught herself to paint while growing up in Orange, Massachusetts, going to a little tiny Mahar Regional and a little tuckaway off Route 2 in Western Massachusetts, again, 75 miles from Boston. And I'm telling you, she taught herself to paint, and the work she does with this with these paintings is just really, really good. Donna Esterbrook,
You can check her out at DonnaEsterbrook.com. Listen for her and a whole lot more right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Marty Terrell. He's Dominic Jimenez. Great contribution as always. A Monday into a Tuesday. Back at it tomorrow. Travel day on Wednesday. And we will come to you from the great Northeast once again on Thursday, and then a Friday replay. And then we get into live weekends, hopefully, or live Fridays here, hopefully very soon. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Stay tuned. The Riches are up next. Adios.